Which doesn't daf chaf gimel aleph that kacha you niki hadash b'shalayim oisim. So list the things that the niki hadash b'shalayim do la choisim ala shtayim mekani yadim mechoisim b'mayim liyoshim and din mekani yadim liyoshim b'mayim v'loy nechnas and asur mekani yadim liyoshim b'mayim. There are certain inyanim of zahiris that the niki hadash would do in order not to to stay away from any shemets of ra. Something we find in other places as well. The niki hadash b'shalayim there are makbid on things that other people weren't makbid on. And the question is, what is this midah of niki hadash? What is it referring to exactly? And why was it Dafkin Mishalayim? Why do we always quote the Nikiya Hadas Mishalayim? It sounds like the people who reached this Madrega of Nikiya Hadas, they Bedafka lived in Mishalayim. What's the Shaykhus to Mishalayim? And I was thinking maybe the Pshat could be the Mesilas Sharm, and when he's Mazbed the Mida of Nikiyas in Perikyud, he says, what does Nikiyas mean? It's Midas and Nikiyas. Yes, Adam Naki Lagami Mikol Mida Ra Mikol Chet. The person is able to totally cleanse himself, his Das and his Lev, from any Mida Ra and any Chet. In other words, it's not like Zahiris. Zahiris means a person who's Zayir, he still has Shaychus to Chet, he still has a Taiva, still has a Yitzhahara, but he tries to overcome it, tries to be Nimna from the famous, from the big Averis. But at the end of the day, his Lev and his Seichel is still Nimshach Acher Achet, and therefore the smaller things, the things that are not so clear, the gray areas, those are things that he might not necessarily be Zayir in. But a Naki, a person who reaches Nikias, he totally cleanses himself from any Chukka for Chet, from any Yitzhahara, and he only wants to do what's right, then that's a person who reaches a certain Shleimus, that he's nizar from chataim, even the small chataim, even the gray areas, he's able to nizar even from that, and that's the madrega of nikias. And he ends up by saying that is the madrega of nikias das shibur shalayim. So nikias das means a person who's totally cleansed himself, totally has no shaychus to ra at all, even from the small averis. And later on, Mrs. Sharm ends off the next shtickle. He says v'hina al midah zuhir david samech ba'atzav v'omer echetz v'nikayin kapai v'seivas mizmechecha Hashem. So David Melch says that I'll be zeicher to this midah of nikias, and then I'll be mesaver the mizbech. And the Mesilas Yesharim says, "Ki bemes rak mishi yanaki legamim mikol nindu chet va'avon, who haroi liroes is pnei Melch Hashem." Only somebody who reaches this madrega of nikias, he's right to see the pnei Hashem, to come to the madrega of mesaver as mizbechecha. So you see from this pasuk the way the Ramchal understands it, to be zeicher to be with pnei Hashem by the mizbech of Hashem, you have to reach the midah of nikias, and it could be that's why the nikias das were Bedafka Nishalayim. Those who were in Nishalayim were closer to the to Mizbeach, to Lefnei Hashem. Those who were came to close to this Madrega of the Sevas Mizbechach Hashem. If you want to be close to the Mizbeach, if you want to reach that Madrega of Lefnei Hashem, you have to be Makban on Nikias. And for that reason, we find so often in the Gemara that the Mid of Nikias Das was Miyucha Bedafka to the Anshu Yishalayim. Those are the people that worked on this Indian of Akiyah so they can be Mekayim this Indian of a Sevas Mizbechach Hashem.